Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in the studio right now is candidate for probate judge of Keweenaw County, Keith DeForge. Keith, nice to talk to you.
Nice to see you again, too, Rick.
Now, prior to this year, I had not actually interviewed any candidates for probate judge. Now I'm on my second one here for Keweenaw County because we do have a race. And so I know a little bit more than, I guess, what I would have known before about what a probate judge and what they do. But I'm going to have you put that in your words. But first, let me ask you, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, a little bit about myself, Rick, is I was born and raised here in the Copper Country. I grew up in a little town called Tri-Mountain. I'm sure everybody knows where that's at. I graduated from Jeffers High School, and then from there went on to Northern Michigan University and got two bachelors from Northern. From there, I went on to get a Juris Doctorate a few years later and been practicing law.
Well, coming with a law degree, you had an opportunity to move out of the area and decided to stay. What led to that decision?
Yep. Well, there was a gap between the bachelor's degrees and the law degree. During that time, there was about a 12-year period where I ran a bank. There's actually a couple of different banks. One of them was in the Launce area called North Country. One of them was in Iron River called River Valley Bank, Republic Bank, which became Citizens Bank. And then locally here, I ran the River Valley Bank, which is over on Sharon Avenue in Houghton. Then after the banking industry, then I went down and got the law degree from Cooley down in Lansing and had came back up to, actually I started within Marquette where the other half of my firm is at, which is the little castle type looking building over by Big Boy in Marquette. A year and a half ago or 2 years ago, I purchased the Viral Mecklen Tomasi firm, which is the one right across from the courthouse, and I've been practicing there ever since.
Any particular type of law that you practice?
My primary focus of law is probate court. I am in probate court in all of the surrounding counties almost every day. I did check with the Houghton County Courthouse just to see where percentage-wise. They had said that I do about 60% of the probate cases in Houghton. Involving estate cases and abuse and neglect type cases.
Now, you look familiar as a news reporter. I was oftentimes in the district court. Were you in district court sometimes?
I'm in all the courts over there. I'm in district court, circuit court, probate court, the family division of the circuit court. And then I also am routinely in Baraga, Keweenaw, Ontonagon, Gogebic, Dickinson, and Iron, practicing law in those three areas. Anything on the other half of the UP, my Marquette office typically handles.
Okay. Well, what is it about being a probate judge that interests you?
Well, probate judge is, in my opinion, the most important division within the court system. We essentially have district court, circuit court, and probate court. And then family court is a division off of the circuit court. But probate court deals with fundamental rights. Fundamental rights are things like your ability to make your own decisions over your health care, meaning if somebody gets in an accident or has a learning disability or has something like dementia, they're not able to make their own decisions anymore. So the probate court is actually the court that takes somebody's rights away. That fundamental right to choose what's going to happen to your body is done in probate court. The same thing with the ability to manage your money. Those are conservatorships. So if somebody has one of those illnesses or diseases or becomes incapacitated, the court steps in and takes away your right to write your own checks, to decide what you spend money on, how you receive money, and that fundamental right is taken away. Another fundamental right is your ability to parent your children. The probate court is the one that, if you ever hear of somebody's rights were terminated on their kids, that all happens in probate court also. The district court and the circuit court deal primarily with criminal cases. If somebody voluntarily breaks the law or finds themselves in that spot, they usually get prosecuted in district court or circuit court. If somebody chooses to get divorced, that happens in the family division of circuit court. If somebody were involved in a lawsuit, that could either be in district court or circuit court. Or if somebody wants to evict a tenant, that typically is handled in district court. Probate court handles most of the non-voluntary things, where your ability to make decisions over your body because of an illness, where you lose the mental capacity to do it yourself, and somebody petitions the court on your behalf to have a third party manage your health care or your finances through the guardianship and conservatorship. So the most important part about probate court is having somebody there that can make those decisions for you. and decide if it's warranted, because somebody should be in charge of their body and their property for as long as they can before somebody steps in and takes it away from them.
My experience so far with probate court has been two instances. One is when my mother passed away suddenly. My father had passed away some time ago. And it was, so she didn't have a will. And there was three of us boys, three sons. And so the oldest became the sort of de facto executor, though, because there was no will, there was no way that, you know, official decisions could be made. All of the bank accounts, everything became locked, you know, inaccessible. And it was a decision to not pursue what we, you know, the only recourse was the probate because of the estate. And actually, the decision was to not pursue it. So that was about as close as I got to dealing with a probate court at that time, was when she passed. But then also because we're, my wife and I are going through the process to become foster parents. And so we've received a little education that way of the importance of, you know, the probate court when it comes, as you mentioned, with parental rights and, you know, having your kids, unfortunately, an unfortunate example, taken away. So at least a couple of things where most people don't find themselves in probate court, you know.
Yeah.
But those are a couple of examples, I guess, where people could.
Correct. Yeah, the probate court deals with either people that die with a will or without a will. Either way, they go through probate court. With a will, it just gives somebody who has passed the ability to name who they want in charge of their will, where they want their property to go. And then somebody that dies without a will, there are certain nominations that are made for personal representative. Like if you have a surviving spouse, that person has preference. If you don't and you have children, your children have preference. So, but the purpose of probate court in estates is to, if somebody dies with property that is titled and needs to be transferred, it's most of the time either real estate or bank accounts or CDs that don't have any joint owners on it or doesn't have any beneficiaries on it. The court needs to appoint somebody that can now act on somebody's behalf because they're no longer here. So if there's a piece of real estate that mom had in her name and she had passed, there isn't anybody that can sign for mom anymore. The power of attorneys are all over with when the person dies. So the court actually needs to step in and appoint somebody that can act on their behalf. And that would happen either with somebody dying with a will or without a will. Now, a lot of times I meet with people probably a half a dozen times in a day, sometimes less, sometimes more, that talk about estate planning. And the common youper doesn't really need a will. The common youper has a piece of property. They have some bank accounts, maybe an IRA from a job. And we can have them plan around the probate court if they just name beneficiaries or use the ladybird deed on real estate. So if mom and dad have a house and they have a child they want to leave it to, we create what's called a ladybird deed that would pass the house on to the kids that only takes effect upon their death. So that passes by what's called operation of law. The other way is just if you have three kids or you have not even children, you want other people you want to name as beneficiaries, you just go down to your banking institution or your stockbroker and say, I want these three people or however many they are as beneficiaries, and I want to assign them this percentage of interest in my accounts. That way, when you pass, a death certificate's produced and it's given to that financial institution, and they literally just cut a check to those three people. In those instances, you don't need probate court. It's the instances on when there is a will or somebody dies without a will, and those pass through probate court.
Now, you have your own private practice currently. Would you still be considering, would still be holding on to that if you're elected to this position?
I will. The position up in Keweenaw County is a part-time position, and Keweenaw County is a slower division of the court. There is not a lot going on. And a lot of the experience you get is from doing many different estates in many different areas. So getting the experience of unique situations, unique events that don't come up every day helps keep you extremely polished in that area of the law. So I want to keep the private practice going, keep practicing in all of the courts, keeping up with all the other judges that are probate judges in different districts, and also do the Keweenaw County.
No conflicts arise from practicing law in the Houghton County Probate Court and then being the judge in the Keweenaw County Probate Court?
There wouldn't be any conflicts, but I would stop practicing private practice up in the Keweenaw County. I don't think it would be appropriate that I were practicing as an attorney in the district court and circuit court up there, or the family division of the circuit court, and also be the probate judge. So I wouldn't practice in Keweenaw County with the private practice. I would just keep that in the Houghton area.
Now, you'll be adding at least a considerable amount of workload, even though part-time, I'm sure you're quite busy as it is right now. So how will you balance?
The balancing won't be difficult. We have three attorneys in my office in Houghton. We have two assistants in Houghton. We have three more attorneys in our office in Marquette with two more assistants. And all of the assistants in both of the offices have been practicing. 40 attorneys in my office, we've had them there for a number of years, over a dozen, and the same within Marquette. I think one of them there is broaching on 20 years. So we have a real good system that we have in place.
Well, let me just ask you just personally, what's motivating you to want to be able to serve as a judge?
Serving as a judge is important because all of those fundamental rights. When I'm practicing in probate court, I represent kids that are in abuse and neglect families. I represent the elderly people that have a petition filed to remove either their decision to make or make their healthcare decisions or their financial decisions. I'm hired by or representing different children of a parent that somebody has filed a petition for. There's different positions that usually in these court cases, there's three different attorneys on. One is for the person that's deemed incapacitated, and then there's an attorney for the department or the state, and then there's attorneys representing all the interested parties, meaning the children's or brothers or sisters or uncles or cousins. And as we progress through these cases, you get to see all of the different sides decided depending on what side you're representing, and the outcome that the judge has control over on what happens to these people. Sometimes you agree with it, sometimes you disagree with it, but you always accept it. And I think that the rights that people are subject to in this court system are extremely valuable. Somebody's right to manage their own health care, somebody's right to manage their finances, somebody, whether or not they're going to lose legal rights to their children, and whether they're forced into adoption with somebody else. The person that is losing their rights is extremely, or the person that is going to be forced to take a medication that they might not necessarily want to take because taking this medication doesn't make them feel very good. Those are all very big decisions, and they affect people's lives greatly. And I think that would be a good fit. I'm a very level-headed person. I've been on all different sides of it. I think I can effectively get to the bottom of what should ultimately happen.
Now, both you and Diana Langdon are running as write-in candidates. Explain why that's the case.
Well, the write-in candidates, you would have had to have filed prior to April. And by I quite frankly wasn't aware that Judge Jaskolainen was aging out. In the legal profession, for judges, if you reach the age of 70 by the time election comes up, you can't run anymore. We have, in our profession, we have age discrimination for the most part. That's been argued all over the place, but it is what it is. So I didn't realize that Judge Jaskolainen was going to be aging out by the April deadline. So once I realized that he was, it was too late to get your name on the ballot. So I went up and moved to New Alloway, and I've been living there, but I won't be on the ballot, so it'll have to be a write-in.
Okay, interesting. So you changed residence so that you can qualify?
Correct. Yeah, me and my family have moved up to New Alloway back in early July, and we are now looking for property in the Eagle River area and also up on the north shore of the Keweenaw Peninsula.
It's interesting. Both you and your opponent did that in order to be able to be able to get the position. So nobody else in Keweenaw County already living there was running for it.
Correct. Yeah, both my opponents and I both have lived in Houghton County prior to this, and since we have both relocated up to the Keweenaw County.
Within the last few years, I know the state of Michigan was looking at eliminating certain judgeships through attrition, like when somebody retires or ages out. So what originally struck me as I was surprised since they were looking at eliminating a possible judgeship up here, that it was being, you know, it's going to be filled in. Were you aware that they were looking at reducing those judgeships?
Oh yeah, that's been going on for years. They put some districts and circuits on the elimination schedule, and then they get removed. It's been kind of going on for 15 years already. But we're lucky up here, it's never hit us. It did hit Marquette a couple of years ago. Judge Solka, when he retired, his spot didn't get filled. He was the Marquette circuit judge.
I know I've talked to Judge Wista here in Houghton County, and sometimes his seat comes up as one of those that'll be eliminated, and doesn't seem to make any sense. How could you possibly eliminate the district court judge in Houghton County if you ever sat in district court? It's not a slow court.
Exactly. Yeah.
I understand that.
And that has now been removed, so Houghton District is not slated to be a.
Yeah, we got a jail that's packed full, so obviously we've got a pretty decent workload. All right, we'll talk about what decisions are tough to make as a probate judge, and why you would be qualified to make those decisions.
Okay, well, as we've been discussing here, the decisions that are made in probate court are the big decisions. Those are the decisions that are typically not voluntary by most people. If people are in an accident and suffer a head injury, people are incapacitated from a degenerative disease, or something happens, you just get dementia by becoming old. Those are all decisions that people don't make. In the criminal courts, that is generally voluntary. Divorce courts are generally voluntary. Lawsuits are generally voluntary. And like I said, that I've practiced in all of the areas and in all of the local courts in this area for a long time, and I'm actually one of the busiest attorneys in the area. So I think my experience alone, being involved in this court system, knowing all of the judges, practicing in it, working with all of the attorneys, I think makes me uniquely qualified.
Being somebody that has lived here, you said you went away for a little while, but most of your life you've been, you know, a Copper Country resident.
I've never left the UP. Yeah, I lived in Iron County for a few years, but my family is from here. All of the DeForges up in the Copper Country are related. From my history, I think we got here right around the end of the 1800s, early 1900s, and we all came from the same family, and we've kind of dispersed throughout the Copper Country.
So you know the area well, you know the people well. Which does that knowledge and familiarity with the different people, the different families, does that help or hinder a person's ability to make these decisions in a small community?
Well, I think it helps. We know the community. We live in the community. Like I said, Tri-Mountain, I think I had roughly 200 people in the town that I grew up in. I graduated with 28 people. I think when you're from the area, you know the area, you know the people. That absolutely would help us up here, rather than having somebody from Lower Michigan, for example, come up that doesn't know anything about our way of life, who we are, what we do up here. So I think being local is essential to being elected judge in this area.
How well served is Houghton County and Keweenaw County, since we're talking about the judgeship in Keweenaw County? How well are these counties served when it comes to attorneys and knowledgeable people to be able to represent the citizens here?
Yeah, we have a shortage up here in the Houghton, Keweenaw, Baraga, Ontonagon area. A lot of the older attorneys have been retiring. A lot of them have recently passed. And we don't have a lot of new attorneys coming in. So right now, I would say that our area up here has a shortage of attorneys, and we need to get a couple more up here.
Was it ever intriguing to you to leave the area and go to maybe a more lucrative part of the country where you can, I guess, get a little bit more bang for your buck for getting that law degree?
Never appealed to me at all. Well, the furthest I made it ever away from here was I spent some time in Marquette County getting my undergrad degrees, and then I spent some time in Iron County. But the magnet has always been coming right back.
Love the area.
Yeah. Love the area.
Well, what about future plans? Do you have any plans?
Well,
to leave, or is this, if you get this position as probate judge, are you looking at that as a possible step to, you know, another bench?
No, not at all. Right now, we're hunting for some land up in the Keweenaw so we could build a house on. Like I said, we've rented a spot in New Alloway right now, and I have some younger kids yet. I have three young girls, one of them in second grade, one of them in fourth grade, and one of them in eighth grade. And I don't have any plans on leaving. I mean, what better place to raise your kids than the Copper Country?
This absolutely,
is
yeah.
As good as it gets.
Hmm. Well, as a judge, we know that you have to make the final decision in some pretty tough cases. Let's talk about what it takes or what can be done prior to then as far as working with those that are in the court? You know, if you, at some point, if the things can't be resolved and you have to make that, you know, decision whether the person is incapacitated and can't make those decisions for themselves, or you're making a decision about terminating somebody's parental rights, before it gets to that point, what role can you play to try to resolve these issues before it has to come down to a decision? Yeah.
The judges don't play any role in that decision process. That's the attorneys that represent the parties before you get there. Because the incapacitated individual, whether they're a child or a juvenile that's committed a criminal offense, or if you're an adult that has an incapacitation issue mentally, there's an attorney that represents their interest. There's attorneys that represent the state's interest. There's attorneys that represent all of the interested parties' interests. The only thing that a judge is able to do is order them to things like mediation, to give them an opportunity to all sit down together, air everybody's opinions, and see if they can resolve it on their own. But the judge is needed when you can't resolve an issue, and then it needs to be tried in the court. So all the attorneys come, they all present their case, and then the judge makes the ultimate decision on what to do.
As the judge in the probate court, are you able to assist or guide the attorneys with your experience at all as far as, you know, helping them?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, it's key to have a judge on the bench that has practiced in this area and knows how to practice in this area. That is essential.
Okay. All right, well, talk to me a little bit just about your approach and how you get in the mindset for sitting in that bench and putting aside, you know, your preconceptions with the people that, you know, that live here, those that you know, and go in there and make those really tough decisions. I mean, how do you get apart from yourself and just become that judge?
Yeah, that's a common question, even with practicing attorneys. I mean, those of us that practice regularly in court, I mean, we represent some very unpopular people. We represent people that are, I mean, it's easy things like drinking and driving. We represent people that are accused of CSC, represent people that are accused of child abuse, all of those different areas where if as an attorney, if you were to be able, or if you were to focus on, oh my God, this is what actually happened to this kid, and we would never be able to represent anybody. And all of the attorneys have to be able to disconnect themselves from that side in order to represent people. And you're on both sides. Sometimes you're on the kid's side, sometimes you're on the accused side. And having that diversity of representation between which side you're on allows you to disconnect. And as a judge, I think you have to disconnect. And even as an attorney, you have to disconnect. If you were to come into this in this position as probate judge and have a lot of biases or experiences in the past that you couldn't disconnect from, I don't think you would make a very effective judge, because you wouldn't be able to disconnect. Or if you didn't have the experience of doing this, you wouldn't be able to disconnect, and you need to for this job.
As I mentioned earlier, for most people, you're not going until you have to settle a matter in probate court, you're not going to really know much about it. You're not going to have a lot of experience until either you or a family member is involved in the court. So they may not know much about your campaign, because it's a write-in campaign. If they don't know you personally from being up at the courthouse, well, they got to give people an opportunity to do that. So what is the best way people can, you know, find out more about Keith DeForge?
Well, the best way is to pick up the phone and call me. Even when I practice, I have my cell phone number listed right on my business card on my webpage. That number is 906-281-3355. Call me anytime. They can stop in my office. It's located directly across the street from the courthouse in Houghton. My office number is 483-3773. I've got Facebook pages out there. They can log into those and read about my background. Or I'm now going to have a meet and greet on October 4th from 4 to 6 at the White House up in Mohawk, where we're going to be up there and I'm going to shake hands and meet as many people as I can. So I'm inviting people to come up to the White House in Mohawk on October 4th from 4 to 6.
All right. Keith DeForge has been my guest. He's a candidate for the Keweenaw County Probate Judge. Keith, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.